Karen, good morning.
Yes, hi Phil, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thanks. Thanks so much for joining us. Now, firstly, I suppose straight into it, what are the big benefits of adopting a dog from a shelter rather than buying a dog?
Look, there seems to be a bit of a misconception. People tend to think that shelter animals are animals that have problems. And, you know, we do get an element of those. But in all honesty, a lot of people have to give up their pets for a lot of different reasons. So it could be financial constraints, relationship breakups, all sorts of different things. So there's actually nothing wrong with the animal. In fact, animals are actually lovely. And it's purely circumstantial that they end up in a shelter environment. Benefits of taking on an older dog is that you've got an animal that you are looking at, and what you see is what you get. So it's, you know, you can still do the old adage, old dogs can't learn new tricks, isn't actually correct. They can, in fact, learn. It takes a little bit more work on your behalf, but they most certainly can. And the whole thing is you're getting a loving animal that is already going to be thrilled to bits to see you. I can't tell you how nice it is to come home in the afternoon and actually have an animal that's like, oh my God, you're home. Where have you been all day? I've missed you. Here I am.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's right. And I think it's interesting. One of the things you said that really stood out is the notion of what you see is what you get. Now, beyond the sentimental reasons, as we were just talking about there, it's really nice to give a new home to a dog which has lost its home. But the notion of getting a dog there, what you see is what you get, seems like a fantastic thing, because I know my sibling just recently got a German Shepherd, which is, as a puppy, looked fine, and now it's got hip dysplasia, and they're looking at thousands of dollars in bills to fix this dog up, which they wouldn't have had to deal with, I suppose, had they adopted a dog. Now, in looking at something like I just talked about with my brother and his dog, why do you think people are more inclined to buy dogs rather than adopt them from shelters?
Look, I guess in some cases it's because people want a specific. So in your brother's case, that was really unfortunate for him that he's taken on a dog that obviously has. But in a lot of cases, through breeders and that sort of thing, the reason people actually choose to go that way is because a lot of, if you get a good breeder, they will actually do all of the tests and stuff beforehand. So in different breeds of dogs, there's certainly different problems and certainly different medical and genetic issues that can actually arise. So in dogs like German Shepherds, hip dysplasia, problems with their elbows are actually quite common. So a good breeder will actually breed that out of their lines, or will actually try and minimise that by the way that they're actually breeding their animals and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. With dogs like Dobermans, there's a disease called von Willebrand's disease, which is like a blood disorder. Actually causes them to not be able to clot well. So if they get injured, unfortunately, that can actually be quite catastrophic in that type of dog. Dogs like Cavalier King Charles Spaniels tend to have a lot of heart issues and that sort of thing. Again, a good breeder will actually be checking for that through their lines and trying to breed that out and that sort of thing. So that's why people sometimes choose to actually go through that. In all honesty, it isn't always going to work out the way that you would hope it would anyhow when you actually go through that process. By taking on an adult dog that's already had all those checks straight up front, so for any of the animals that are adopted through certainly our shelter and through most shelters, they actually have a veterinary check and they have a behavioural check. And, you know, we're not going to, well, veterinary-wise, we can certainly give you a fairly good indication of what issues are pre-existing and what may actually arise. Behavioural-wise, that's certainly influenced by the home they go into and that sort of thing, but we can certainly tell you the snapshot that we have at that particular point in time. Mm-hmm. And by taking on those animals, and if you already know that you're taking on an animal that has a pre-existing condition, or you're taking on an animal that, frankly, at 3 years of age, hasn't got any issues, is it likely to develop something? Not until it gets to old age, and there will be normal old age-related illnesses. So it's a much better deal to actually take on an adult animal that has already got anything that is likely to occur has already happened.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's right. With the current rate of adoptions in New South Wales, now it seems like over the last few years, a real dialogue about adopting dogs and shelters has opened up. And I feel like there has been a lot more dialogue about it. But are we actually seeing a rise in adoptions from dogs coming to shelters?
Are we seeing a rise in adoptions? I'd say it's fairly consistent, to be honest. There is a lot more rescue groups that are taking on animals instead of them coming into shelters now. A lot of those are actually foster-based, so the animals will actually go into a foster home and then be rehomed from there, which is actually quite nice for the animals because some animals don't do well in shelter environments. I would say that it's probably fairly consistent with the adoption numbers. It's certainly dropped. I've been in animal welfare for a very long time, a little over 30 years, and it's probably we see less animals coming into shelter environments now, but they're still out there. It's just that they're generally through rescue groups and stuff instead. So it's probably fairly consistent.
Okay. And I understand that some people might shy away from the process of adopting a dog for buying a new dog because it seems like an easier process and you don't have to go through checks and balances, I suppose, so much when you buy a new dog. How are we working towards making the dog adoption process easier and more encouraging for people to bring a new furry friend back into their home?
Look, I think it depends on the individual organisation and how they actually deal with their circumstances. For us, it's kind of a lot of people will actually go onto our website or go into Pet Rescue and they will actually see what animals are available. They've already come in with an idea of what it is that they actually want. And for us, it's kind of, well, you know, great, this is who you're actually wanting. What are your circumstances? Because is this actually a good fit for you? And it's not that we're trying to make it, and I don't in all honesty believe that most places are trying to make it impossible for people to adopt, but what we're actually looking at is, okay, well, this animal's already come out of one home. We want to make sure that the home that it's actually going into now is a good fit for both the animal and the person, because frankly, we want the people to be happy as well. When you adopt an animal, you don't want to be taking home an animal that is going to not be what you expect. So for us at Animal Welfare League, we're very transparent in that we will tell you, if we know that there's any issues with those animals, we will tell you up front. We'll say, okay, you know, this animal's got this condition, this is, you know, at this point in time, this is where we're at. Moving forward, this is the likelihood of what will actually happen from here. You'll need to, you know, potentially look at medication or whatever the case may be, or if it's got behavioural issues. You know, we'll say, we've already started a behaviour management plan, but this is what you need to continue to do in a home environment. And, you know, you want to set realistic expectations. You don't want people to go, okay, I'm going to take this animal home. It's going to be the perfect dog. It's going to, you know, fetch my slippers and bring me the paper and make me a cup of tea, which would be all very nice. Unfortunately, most of them won't do that. So you want to set realistic expectations. And I think that that's probably more what people are trying to do rather than trying to make it very hard for people to actually adopt. It's certainly not what, you know, certainly not our intention is. We just want to make it realistic for people and have realistic expectations so that, you know, they take the animal and it is a good fit for that person and the animal for life.
Excellent. Well, Karen, thanks so much for joining us to have a chat about this entire process. And yeah, really appreciate your time.
That's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate the opportunity. Have a wonderful day.